Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. Welcome to the More Leadership Moment. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Our topic this week is an emotion many leaders struggle with, anger. How do you control your anger? Self-regulation is important to emotional intelligence, and this More Leadership Moment will discuss 4 steps to keep anger from controlling you. As a leader, how you respond to anger will directly impact your success. Have you ever been angry? Well, of course, the answer is a resounding yes. It's an emotion we all experience at some point. So, what is anger? According to Merriam-Webster, anger is a strong feeling of being upset or annoyed because of something wrong or bad. Here's an example. When our middle son was younger, he struggled with anger. Every time he would do something that he couldn't get right or do to the level that he wanted to perform at, he would get very upset. It didn't matter what the situation was. His response was to blow up. I remember the first time he tried to play a video game on his older sister's game system. After his sister handed over the game controller, our son proceeded to crash and burn. Well, he got so upset, he threw the controller and broke it. As a result of his actions, my son earned himself 2 days in his room. He also had to apologize to his sister. Over the years, my son continued to act out his frustrations until one day I decided to take a different approach to his misbehavior. I was in the kitchen preparing dinner, and our son was watching television in the family room. When our oldest daughter entered the kitchen, I asked if they had finished their homework before I arrived home. Well, our daughter informed me she finished her homework, but her brother had not started his. Our son knew he was in trouble because the rule was when you come home from school, you eat your snack and start your homework. We don't turn on the television or play games until all homework is completed. Of course, our son heard his sister, and before I could call his name, he jumped up and started yelling at his sister. He was so angry, he kicked a hole in the pantry door. When he realized what he had done, he apologized profusely and went straight to his room. Well, as you can imagine, I was quite angry. But after I calmed down, I sat our son down for a conversation. He apologized again and asked, "Mother, how long will I be grounded?" I told him he wasn't grounded. He looked at me with a shocked look on his face, like, "Wow, what's going to happen now?" However, what I told him was, "Son, you're not grounded, but you will pay for repairing the door." The next day, we went to a home repair store. We priced out the cost of the materials to repair the door. He then had to call his grandfather and ask him would he come and do the repairs for him. The door cost our son a year's worth of his allowance. Every week he received his allowance. He would then bring his log sheet, write down how much money he was giving back to me, which was the entire amount, deduct that from the balance until he had a zero balance for the cost of the repairs. Well, you can imagine how that got my son's attention, because over the cost of that year and the cost of the repairs, my son didn't have any money to do the little things that he wanted to do or to purchase anything that he may have wanted to buy. After that experience, our son learned to make better choices. Now, you're the leader. How do you manage your anger? To prevent anger from controlling you must understand what causes your anger and how to own your frustration. My son learned over the course of that year what was causing him to be angry and how to better express himself when he was angry so that it didn't cost him more after he calmed down. The next time you feel angry, try the following steps offered by Bill Gardner. The first step is to ask yourself, "What is the threat I feel?" So, maybe you're the leader of a team, and the team did not complete the task or project on time. What is the threat that you feel by not meeting your deadline? Is the threat that you will not have enough time to recover from this, and that you will have to go and explain that to your leader, that you missed a deadline which could cost the organization a major client? What is the threat that you feel? The next step is to analyze how big is the threat. So, is the fact that we missed this deadline going to cost us a major customer? That's a big threat. Or maybe the fact that you missed the deadline would slow the process down by a day or two. See the difference? How big is the threat? The third step is to ask yourself, what are some options I could take? So maybe an option is we didn't meet the deadline that had been set, but the option is we need to continue to work the rest of that day and all night if necessary to make sure that we are able to finish this project by the next day. Maybe another option is when you're planning for the project, you build in time on the back end just in case there are some things that happen along the way that will slow the process down. You know, one of my mottos is to under promise and over deliver. So I always build in time to recover. The last step, and probably one of the most important steps for you as the leader, is to decide what your response should be. So the team did not make the deadline. How are you going to respond? Are you going to yell and pound your fist on the desk? Or are you going to let them know that you're disappointed, but shift into recovery mode? Pounding the desk and yelling and verbally abusing the team is not going to solve the problem. You may feel better afterwards, but keep in mind when you give people a piece of your mind, that's one less piece that you have. And it's less peace, P-E-A-C-E, that you will also have. Because there's a long-term impact of that type of response on your team. In the future, they may be reluctant to come to you with any bad news because they know how you respond. Whereas if you respond with letting them know how disappointed you are, but then also begin a problem-solving approach to address the shortfall, that will let them know that they work in an environment where they can make mistakes, but they can grow and learn from those mistakes. For everyone, it is important to learn how to deal with your anger in a constructive manner. However, it is especially important for a leader. Remember, how you respond to anger will directly impact your success. This week's More Leadership Moment quote is by Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "Anger is only one letter short of danger." Thank you for viewing the More Leadership Moment. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. How do you manage your anger?
Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.